With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump wants to permanently pause migration from poorer nations after the shooting of two National Guard members by an Afghan national. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a blistering social media post, the president blames immigrants for problems from crime to housing shortages as part of social dysfunction in America and is demanding reverse migration. He calls for a halt to migration from third world countries and promises to try and expel millions of immigrants from the U.S. by revoking their legal status. The president's push to further tighten immigration policy comes after the shooting of National Guard members on Thanksgiving Eve. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Despite wider economic uncertainty hovering above this year's holiday season, shoppers turned out in big numbers for Black Friday, spending billions of dollars both in stores and online. Adobe Analytics, which tracks e-commerce, said U.S. consumers spent a record $11.8 billion online Friday, marking a 9.1% jump from last year. Consumers also spent a record $6.4 billion online on Thanksgiving Day, per Adobe. Two Canadian leaders are agreeing to work together toward an oil pipeline to the Pacific coast to diversify the country's oil exports. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In remarks to the Calgary Chamber of Commerce, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he and the Premier of Alberta have signed a memorandum of understanding towards building an oil pipeline to the Pacific coast.
There is a fair bit of interest, as an understatement maybe, in Asia for Canadian energy.
The agreement also adjusts a ban on oil tankers off parts of British Columbia.
This is SRN News. Another abortion clinic is closing.
Planned Parenthood of Greater Ohio says it's shutting down its clinic in Franklinton because of President Trump's efforts to remove taxpayer funding for all businesses that perform abortions. That makes 45 Planned Parenthood clinics close this year. Most of the closures have taken place in pro-abortion states such as California, Illinois, and Minnesota. Planned Parenthood takes in hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars every year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Slovenians have rejected a referendum that would have allowed people to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. About 53% of voters rejected the proposed bill, while 46% supported it. The no votes also represented more than 20% of the 1.7 million eligible voters in Slovenia, which is required by election rules. Opponents included conservative groups, some doctors' associations, and Christians. This is SRN News. A former NBA champ is entering politics in his father's home nation.
Rick Fox says he will run for a legislative seat in the Bahamas in next year's general election. The 56-year-old made the announcement Monday on Facebook. Fox was a three-time champion with the Los Angeles Lakers.
I don't think LA's tired of seeing us up here with the Larry O'Brien. We're not tired of doing it.
Fox was born in Toronto to a Canadian mother and a Bahamian father who grew up in the Bahamas. His candidacy comes as the archipelago struggles with high-profile corruption cases, an influx of people entering the country illegally, and ongoing recovery from Hurricane Dorian, a Category 5 storm that hit in September 2019. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
Traditional Christmas markets are open across Germany, drawing revelers to their wooden stands with mulled wine, grilled sausages, potato pancakes, and caramelized apples. More details at srnnews.com.